Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's gonna be alright. No matter what they say, gonna be a good day. Just wait and see. It's gonna
good day. Time is 7 after the hour. You've joined Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horan, Rich McFadden with the Doug Steffen Good Day program, focused on things that are happening that impact you. Hopefully the cost of gasoline has made you smile. Price is going down again. Remember, there's supposed to be, Newt Gingrich taught us this fairly well when he was running for the presidency. Was that 2008? He ran against, as a Republican contender for the nomination 2008, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can say what you will about Newt Gingrich. He's not ever been one of my faves. I think he has good points and bad points, as do many who are political aspirants or successful career politicians. One of the things that he said that had traction with me and so many other people were, and this was at that time, he felt the cost of gasoline, and he proved it, actually, with research, ought to have been not any higher than $2.50 a gallon. And at that time, I think we were paying about, what, $3.80-something? Some ridiculous amount that we've been paying way too long. So now, gasoline, by the way, at one point in time, about that time, was $160 a barrel. A lot of money. And it isn't even a real barrel, because not 55 gallons. I think it's like a barrel of
it's
38
like,
gallons.
Right, it's like 40 gallons.
40 gallons, yeah. Okay, so anyway, what's happened? Fast forward to August of 2015, and the price yesterday was $42.62 at closing. That's the lowest level since March of 2009. More abundant supplies, global slowdown. We were talking about that yesterday. So the price is down. Last week, the average price around the country for unleaded was $2.66. It's $2.50, right about, no, it's $2.45 now, unless you're in California where it's $3.45.
Or $4.45.
Yeah. So anyway,
370 something yesterday.
Gas, what'd you pay, $3.70? No, so it's down a little bit.
371, I think, yeah.
GasBuddy.com shows that we have several influences, including a couple of problems at refineries, that kind of stuff. But in general, this has been the busiest summer of driving since 2007, which was the summer before the crash in 2008. So people were feeling good. Summer blends of gasoline have to be changed to winter blends, so they'll clean all that out. One of the nicest things is the cost of diesel fuel is down to a more representative price. The only reason you pay more for diesel fuel or you have is because they can get it out of you. It costs them less money to refine diesel because on the scale of things, diesel is what comes out through the refining process before it becomes gasoline. It's an augmented, when they are refining oil, what comes out of the sludge, because it's really like sludge. The stuff that you see that you put in your crankcase is nothing like what comes out of the ground. What comes out of the ground is a heavy, thick paste, like 80-90 oil. If you've ever, it's very thick and heavy. And then it gets dressed down, if you will, through any number of processes. The things are added to it, they distill it. It's not unlike what happens at a brewery. Or where whiskey is made, what do they call those places? A distillery.
Distillery,
it's basically, a refinery is a distillery for oil products. And so as each gradient level is processed more, obviously because there's more time involved in it, more work, it is more expensive to produce it and set it out. So the fact that for the last 7, 8, 9 years, the price of diesel fuel, I remember when diesel fuel, heavens on the farm, I can remember paying 20 cents a gallon for diesel fuel. And for a long, long time, it was well under a dollar. And in some cases, as the cost of gasoline went up, it was a dollar less the cost of gasoline. So now, fast forward to 2004 or 5 in there, price of oil is moderately stable until 2008. And then the gas prices were pretty stable, and the cost of diesel fuel then starts creeping up. And nobody knows why. And nobody has sufficiently explained to me at this point, other than that they can, because diesel became more popular. But unfortunately, it did in a number of the smaller truckers, the independent truckers. The big companies survived. It's like every other story you hear. Big companies get bigger. They push the little guys out. And that's what's happened in the trucking industry. So anyway, there were people who made the argument that the oil companies were in cahoots with the big trucking companies. And that's been, people say that about the energy companies. They're in cahoots with the oil companies. That's, you know, who knows? They're rigmarole round and round. Can you make a credible argument for that? Yep, I think you can easily make.
What'd you say about the distilleries?
A refinery is a distillery for oil products.
It's interesting that you say that.
It is.
Do you know why a barrel of oil is 42 gallons and not a 55-gallon drum like used to?
No, I do not.
Because in the 1800s, when they first started drilling for oil and made oil, the only casks that were available to put oil in were wine and whiskey barrels which were 42 gallons.
You guys are
so smart. Wow, that's very interesting.
On the internet.
Isn't that interesting? Very interesting. Yes, it is. So good for you. Thank you for finding that out. So now you know something more than I was going to impart. That's why
a 42-gallon tierce, which is a wine barrel, weighed more than 300 pounds, which was about as much as a man could reasonably
lift.
Handle.
Yeah.
Lift. Maneuver.
So, Jennifer, did you know that about the wine barrels?
I had no idea. Mm-mm.
Text me out. You're the wine expert.
I know. Not a gasoline diesel expert. Real expert.
Anyway, so you're going to see what's going to happen now. For whatever the reason, diesel cars are not as popular in Europe as they had been. Most every car that you see made in America or for America is made in Europe with a diesel component. Hard, for example, over here to get a Range Rover with a diesel engine in it. I would buy a Range Rover with a diesel engine in it if I could find one. You can't find one here, but that is half of what they make and sell in Europe. Range Rovers with diesels are very popular. Because the cost of the fuel is much less or has been much less. Now gasoline in Europe is getting cheaper, so they're selling fewer of those. And so as a result of that, the European manufacturers, most notably Volkswagen, shipping boatload after boatload after boatload of new Volkswagens over here that were made for the European market. For left-hand drive Europe, now they're coming over here because they can sell them here easier than they can sell them over there. Both my children have just bought Volkswagens that were produced for the European market, very high in terms of mileage, 45, 50 miles to a gallon with a gearbox. And both my kids like to drive gearboxes. They don't drive automatics. And so that saves even more. I think that's good for 3 or 4 miles a gallon. And they're it just sort of is coming back around. But I think that in terms of what we go back to what Newt Gingrich said for a minute, $2.50 a gallon, that'll be an outrageous price after Labor Day. It'll be $1.90. I'm going to bet with you right now, Richie, not that you want to bet with me, we'll see gas at $1.54, $1.55 before Christmas.
Wow, wouldn't that be neat?
Yep, that'll do great things for the economy.
Well, maybe I can come and visit you guys then so I can see prices that low.
It'll
never happen where I live.
Bye.
It sets Wall Street on its ear.
Yep. Not good.
And so what does that do to our 401ks and what does it do to, you know, all of the investments based on Wall Street? But, I mean, what does it do to the price of goods? It makes them
brings them
cheap.
Down.
Yeah.
Yep. Trucking is cheaper. It's all around better. 15 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. You've heard me talk a lot about Genucel. Genucel is a product that you put under your eyes, around your eyes, to get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. I have used it for a long time. I think I have a softer look. Don't you think so, Jennifer? I have a softer look around my eyes because I use it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And there's nothing feminine and or masculine about this. It's just good. It makes good sense to do this to keep your looks enhanced, to feel better about yourself. And now along comes the Genucel product Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which is a new all-natural item that comes in the same kind of a tube that Genucel does, and it precisely targets the dark circles that are under and around your eyes. So if you would like to have that beautiful, flawless look, then call 800-543-9262 and get Genucel. Get the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. You'll not pay for that. It comes as a gift when you buy a regular order of Genucel. For a limited time, you can take advantage of their opportunity to save more money by getting free express shipping and a luxury gift which you can choose once you've ordered the Genucel at 800-543-9262. But make no mistake, the real reason to use GenuCell and these other products, Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, is to enhance the way you look. To look better, feel better, and you will. In 12 hours, you will notice the difference. You can get your money back if you're not satisfied. Do not wait. Call now for GenuCell, Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, and the special gift that comes along to you from the folks who create these great skin and face products. 800-543-9262.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that your eye color influences your personality? Or put another way, you can learn a lot about a person from their eye color. Here's the natural science of it. If you have either blue, yellow, green, or light gray eyes, you're sneaky, and you'll likely use your stealth to get what you want. You plot, you ploy, and develop strategies which will allow you to stay on top without anyone ever being the wiser. Light-eyed people plot and strategize to win.
Behind blue eyes.
Do you have dark eyes? Then you tend to attack head on with great speed, and after you attack, well, then you think. Dark-eyed animals attack to win. What's the cheap psychological trick? The eyes have it. To know if someone will attack with sneaky stealth or attack head on, their eye color may be a clue. Got a question? You can send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. New research indicates people who feel young live longer. Older feeling adults, 40% more likely to die sooner. Extra years today on American Biker Minute.
Fall in love with your free 7-piece Lancome gift only at Macy's. Receive Advanced Genifique plus other skincare and makeup favorites and a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional trio while supplies last. Visit your Macy's Lancome counter today.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Positive attitude and the will to live the full life describes bikers. Younger feeling people are cheating death. Older feeling adults, 40% more likely to die sooner. Smoking, depression, cognitive loss, the trend is solidly in place. Apparently, the younger you feel, on average, the longer you'll live. Older youngsters have in common a greater sense of life's mastery and the burning will to carry on. The key to feeling young fits snugly into the ignition lock of a motorcycle. American Biker Minute.
On the back of a motorcycle.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's the only player to win the Heisman Trophy twice, and his powerful Ohio State teams played in four Rose Bowls. In the pros, however, he gained just over half the yards he did in college.
Great, great catch, Archie Griffin.
So where is Archie Griffin now? Archie is the president and CEO of the Ohio State Alumni Association. He's also the university's senior vice president for alumni relations. Archie sits on the board of Motorist Mutual Insurance, as well as the National Football Foundation. And he owns the minor league baseball team, the Dayton Dragons, with his friend, Magic Johnson.
I count my blessings and say how fortunate I was.
That's what I call awesome Archie. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Fall in love with your free 7-piece Lancome gift only at Macy's. Receive Advanced Genifique plus other skincare and makeup favorites and a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional trio while supplies last. Visit your Macy's Lancome counter today.
All right, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. For those of you who are parents worried about your children and smoking, you ought to know. Well, think about it. If you're a smoker, you know when you got addicted, how you got addicted, or do you? Once you get addicted to nicotine, you're a smoker, unless you're really strong and you can get rid of it. My mother wasn't. It killed her. A lot of people get onto it because the tobacco companies, insidious as they are, make it look sexy and a good way to lose weight or to keep yourself as part of the gang or whatever it is. So if youngsters are starting smoking in high school and they have used electronic cigarettes because that's the new cool thing, mm-hmm. National Institute of Health study says that teen tobacco use has fallen off, but teen smoking has increased because of the use of e-cigarettes. So how insidious is that when you really
think it makes sense? Takes out the stigma from
smoking.